We're on the top of Chof on the base. The Kulon Sha'asu Mishol Amud HaShachar Kasha. The Chatchila, things that are Chal in the daytime, you have to do from Netzach Hama, because that's Vaday Day. And even though the day really starts at Amud HaShachar, but since it's hard to determine Amud HaShachar, and Netzach Hama is something that's clear, something new, is something that's new, so we chatchila start from Netzach Hama, but the Dievet, if you did it from Alos HaShachar, Yotze. Menone Mile, how do you know the day starts from Alos HaShachar? Omar Rav, the Omar Krov, Ayikra Lokim Laor Yom, Lemeir Uba Koro Yom. He called the lightning process day. Laor means Meir Uba. Morris says, I can't be. Elamiyata Velachoshech Korolaila, Lemachshech Uba Korolaila. Right? The darkening process is called night. That means it would be night from the time that the sun sets and it starts to get dark, and that's not true. Hakaimelon Da'ad Seisa Kochavim, Lav Lailahu. That's only night from Tzeisa Kochavim and onwards. Elom Rav Zera Mehacha. V'anachnu Osim B'molocha. V'chitzim Machzikim B'remochim Me'alos HaShachar Ad Tzeisa Kochavim. One pasuk says that they were building the Beis HaMikdash from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisa Kochavim. Another pasuk says V'hoyolonu Halayla L'mishmar. Right? The night was a time that we were guarding, and during the day we're working. So you see, Beferish, that they worked during the day, and they guarded at night, and the day was from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. Maiva Omer, why in the second pasuk? It says we were doing the Malacha from Alos HaShachar Tzeis HaKochavim. Masha, that's day. Chitei Mishalom Urashachar Lav Yomam. Umichima Arva Shim Shalelya, right? That maybe not. Maybe it's not daytime from Alos HaShachar, and it's not night from Tzeis HaKochavim. Right, it's night from Shkia Sacham. The Inu Mekadmi Mechashchi, and they got up early and they went home late. They worked more than the day, earlier than the day and later than the day. Right, Ktoshma, that's why you have the second pasuk, V'hoyolonu halayla mishmer v'hayom malacha, that they worked in the day, and since they worked from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim, that's day. And the rest is night. So it comes out that daytime starts from Alos HaShachar, but mitzvahs you shouldn't do until Netzach Hama, where it's clear, and the day ends at Tzeis HaKochavim. So Tosa says, if that's the case, what's the whole shaila with Bein HaShmashas? Right? If it's clear that it's not night till Tzeis HaKochavim, and the Shkia is not really relevant to when the day ends, so what's Bein HaShmashas? Tosa learns that Bein HaShmashas is a suffix when Tzeis HaKochavim is. What does that mean, Tzeis HaKochavim? So there's all different shitas of how long after Shkia is called Tzeis HaKochavim. But everybody holds Tzeis HaKochavim is the end of the day. There's nothing, no suffix before that. The suffix is, when is Tzeis HaKochavim? The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that Bein HaShmashas is not Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzeis HaKochavim is when the three average stars come out, and there's no suffix in that. The Shaila is, what's it called, that there is a shir, a Bein HaShmashas also, that's a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. It's that in itself. We know for sure that Laila is Tzeis HaKochavim, but there's a time before Tzeis HaKochavim that's Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. That's called Bein HaShmashas. That's the Rambam. Another Shaila, if Tzeis HaKochavim is a Simin or a Siva, the stars coming out create night, right? If that's the case, then there can't be a Sufik by Bein HaShmashas. Right, because if the stars create night, then they could only learn the other way. What? How many stars and what kind of stars? So all of Bein HaShmashas, there are some stars. Are those enough stars or not? Or is stars only a simen? Right, there's a simen. When three stars are out, that's when it's night. So therefore, there's a suffix. Maybe before that simen comes, also is night. It doesn't create night, the three stars, just a simen. Maybe there's other simonim also that make night. Okay, let's go on. Rashi. Mekadmi makdimin. Mechashri marivin. Maybe, even though they worked from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim, they didn't work during the day only. They got up earlier than the day, and they worked more than the day. So you don't know for sure from that first pasuk that day starts at Alos HaShachar and ends at Tzeis HaKochav. Toshma, that's why you need the second pasuk. V'hoy alonu alaylu l'mishmer v'ayom l'malacha. Shema minok, shekos man shasukim l'malacha koriyom. As long as they were working, it was called day, and that was from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochav, and it's day. V'lav kadmusa b'chashchusa, and it's not that they got up early or went late. They worked mamish the entire day, and they guarded the entire night, and day was from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochav. Okay. Right. The Kol HaYom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. So now that we know the mitzvahs that apply in the daytime, when they start, now, when do they end? Kol HaYom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. You can read the Megillah all day, or L'Kriyas HaHalel, and it doesn't mention all the other things in the Mishnah, because once we know one of them that's kosher by Yom, is kosher the whole day. Right? Just like also Kriyas HaHalel. Halel goes after Megillah, because we said the Megillah takes the place of Halel on Purim. Ulitkiya shofar, you can blow shofar all day. Ulitilas lulav, ulitfilas hamusafim, ulamusafim. The same thing goes for musaf, and the tfilas hamusaf and the carbon musaf. And even though they're put together, they're not exactly the same, because tfilas hamusaf is not really kosher all day. It's only kosher till tamid b'shalbein harbayi. You can't bring the carbon musaf after tamid shalbein harbayi. But that's only a side condition. Really, it's kosher all day, except there's a side condition that has to be before the Talmud Shobein Arbayim. But Tfilas Musaf can be after Mincha. Sometimes you daven Mincha first, and then daven Musaf, so it's not exactly like what's it called, the Korban. Ulevidui HaPorim, I will see Rashi in a second, which Porim we're talking about. Ulevidui Meiser, Ulevidui Yom HaKippurim, L'smicha, l'shchita, l'tnufa, l'hagosha, l'kmitza, l'haktara, l'maliko, l'kabola, l'hazoya. Right? All of the avodos of the korbanos have to be done in the day. L'hashkoya sota, arifas egla, arufa, l'taras hamitzora. All of these things are kosher all day. Kol halayla kosher l'ktsiras haomer, u'lehektar chalovim veivorim. And all night is kosher to what's it called, to cut the omer. Masha from here, the halacha is like the man d'omer holds, that Ksiras HaOmer can't be done during the daytime. It had to be done the night before. In other words, the night of the 16th, not the day of the 16th. And according to that, therefore, Ksiras HaOmer has to be dafka at night, because it's connected to the Omer, right? You start counting from the time that you're kotzer the Omer. So it has to be at night, not in the daytime. Tosfos says, even according to the man d'omer who says, that the dievet, if you cut the omer in the daytime, is full kosher, still you have to count at night because of tamimos. It has to be complete days. And therefore, it's not a complete day if you count in the daytime and leave out the night. So you have to count at night. And therefore, if you didn't count at night, since that day isn't tamim, you don't make a bracha on that day. But on the other hand, legabi the tamimos of all the days, you still didn't miss a day. So you can count the next night with a bracha. So it's not tmimus of that day, but it doesn't ruin the tmimus of all the days. Okay. Ulehektor chalovim veivorim, hektor chalovim veivorim, you can do also all night. Zehaklau, kol dover shemitzvosu b'yom kosher kol hayom, dover shemitzvosu b'layla kosher kol halayim. It's mashvitz kosher till tzeis hakochavim. B'chara, we should say the same thing that we said in the morning. Right, really, l'chatchili, you should do it till Neitzachama, till Shkia Sachama, b'di'evet, if you did it till Tzeis HaKochavim, is okay. Right, so if you learn that after Shkia Sachama is a Zman of Sufik, because of Bein HaShemashos, so it's very good, the Yen Yechanami, you can't do it Bein HaShemashos because it's a Sufik. But if you hold that it's Vaday Yom, till Tzeis HaKochavim, and Shaila is when Tzeis HaKochavim, is why is this different than should be right away after Shkia Sachama you should have to stop because it's clear when Shkia is, it's not so clear when Seis is. Just like it's clear when Neitz is and it's not clear when Amud HaShachar is. So why don't they make such a halacha that these mitzvahs have to stop by Shkia? Just like they made the halacha to begin with, L'chatchil, you have to do it by Neitz. So they say that there's a difference between the beginning of the day and the end of the day. The beginning of the day, there's no chazaka that it's day yet. So therefore, you have to, it's a suffix till you know for sure that it's day when it's Neitzachama. So the chatchil, you don't saw it Amun HaShachar. But one says the day has a chazaka, just the opposite. It's cheskas yom. that chazaka doesn't go away until it's Vare Tzeis HaKochavim. Therefore, they didn't make anything that after Shkia already you can't do the mitzvah. You can do it till Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay. What? No, that's the normal teva of the thing. It's not the day is not a Shul Ishtanos. It's a Shul Ishtanos. It's become night, but it's the chazaka still applies. Okay. Okay. Rashi. Kol hayom kosher. V'afgav dekaimel on zvizah makdim lemitzvos. Even though there's a halach of zvizah makdim lemitzvos, the siva yashkim avram baboker afilu hachi kosher kol hayom. That's a special halach of zvizas. But lemaisa the mitzvah is kosher all day. The vidui parim par helm davar shel tzibur par koy moshiach shemisvadim alav chet sheviu alav. Right, two halachas par helm davar shel tzibur, which we had before, that if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and they paskin that something that's chayiv koreis is mutter and most of the tzibur follows them, then they bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. So they say vidui, and that par has to be done during the daytime. And the par koy moshiach, same thing. If the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake and paskins that something is chayiv koreis is mutter, and he does it, so he also has to bring a special par, and he has to say vidui, has to be in the daytime. Kedamri meseches yoma v'hisvado al chatas avon chatas ksiv hocha the chiper olav hakohen. It says by what's it called by v'hisvado al chatas in one pasuk. Another pasuk says v'chiper olav hakohen. Uksiv hasam biyom haKippurim yom ad chay lefnei Hashem lechaper olav. By Yom Kippur it says that the sir lazozel remains alive lechaper olav. So what does kapora mean over there? Malahalan kaporis dvarim ubiyom kidiyolif lekamon af kaporis dvarim ubiyom. The kapora we're talking about over here is not the hakrovas hakorban because you're not going to be makar of this korban. So what's lechaper? The kapora is kaporis dvarim, which means vidui. Lemaliko shel of lekabola sadan. Lahazoya lizrika sadam, lahazoya is parim hanisrothim, lahatol tafnimio, shehiz zrika shalohim. Some dam you sprinkle, and some dam you pour. What's it called? Some dam you put with your finger. And some you take from the kli. So all of those are either zrika, hazoya, shvicha, all of them have to be done during the day. Okay. Minolan, how do you know that what's it called, that these things are done during the day. The Omar Krah, how do you know Megillah, first of all, has to be read, you can read the whole day. Omar Krah, v'hayomim ha'elah niskorim v'nasim. These days are niskorim v'nasim, hayomim ha'elah, it says yom, so the whole day is kosher l'kriyas ha'megillah. L'kriyas ha'halel, how do you know halel is kosher all day? Yichsib mi'mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Rabbi Yossi omer, zeh hayom aso Hashem. Lentilas lulav, how do you know lulav has to be in the day? Dechsiv lekakum lechem bayom harishon. Letkia shofar dechsiv yom trua yelachem. Lemusafim dechsiv dvar yom biyomo. Right by musaf it says dvar yom biyomo. Letfilas hamusafim ki musafim shavi. The rabbanim made tfilas musaf like the carbon musaf, like we said right in the Mishnah. It's not exactly the same because even though the carbon musaf can't be after the carbon tamichel ben arbayim, the tefillah of Musaf sometimes can come after Mincha. Ulevidui parim, the olive kapara kaparim yom kippurim. We learn it, kapara kapara from yom kippurim, the tanya gabi yom kippurim, the chiper ba'ado va'adeso, the kaparas dvarim akosim adaber. It's not talking about the kapara of actually bringing the carbon, because that doesn't come till later. What's it talking about? It's talking about vidui. The kapara bi yomamahu, and vidui has to be in the day. That's talking about vidui. Rashi, the kaporas dvorim vidui. Meseches yoma mesayim lo ata omer bechaporas dvorim oenu el bechaporas dam. Maybe it means the kapara of sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Harihu omer v'shochet es parachatos asher lo lamadnu shadayin lo nishchad apar. Only after that does he shech the par. So it can't be talking at this point that he sprinkles the blood because the animal's still alive. So it must be that he says vidui on the korban before he shechts it. And that's the kapara that we're talking about. Ki bayom hazeh yechapra lechem al mekaparoso bayom. Ula vidui meiser. Vidui meiser is the end of 3 years. In the fourth year, you declare that you did everything properly in the 3 years that you had to take care of all your trumas and meisers. תכסיב יאמרת לפני השם לוקחו, ביארתי הקודש מן הבייס, וסומך לי, היום הזה השם לוקחו מצדקו. Right after that parasha comes היום הזה, so there's a smichus that just like that parasha has to be ביום. ושמיכו לשחיתה, תכסיב וסומך ושוחד. וכסיב בו בשחיתה ביום זבחכם. שחיתה says the fairish has to be in the day, and smicha has to be right before the shechita, so that's to be in the day too. And it's a hukash to the shechita. Ulitznufa, d'chsi, b'yom ha'nifchem es ha'omer. B'yom ha'nifchem es ha'omer. L'hagosha, d'iskesh l'tznufa. D'chsi, v'lok ha'chakoyim yado isha es minchas ha'knos, d'heinif, v'hikriv. Hikriv over here doesn't mean to sacrifice it, to offer it. It means to put it near the mizbeach. That's hagosha. Hagosha is you take the mincha, and you put it on the corner by touching the corner of the mizbeach. That's called hagosha. Ula maliko la kmitzu la ktora ula hazoya dechsi b'yom tzavoso es bnei Yisrael. Lasos es korbaneim. All the avodos of a korban have to be done during the day. Ula hashkoya sota asya torah torah. Learn exerishova torah torah. Ksiv hocha v'osu la koyen es kol ha-torah azos by sota. Uksiv hosom al pi ha-torah sheyerucha v'al ha-mishpat. Al pi ha-Torah, and it's talking about mishpat. Ma mishpat b'yom afkan b'yom. Just like mishpat has to be in the daytime, so too, what's it called, hashkoyes hasot has to be in the daytime. Rashi. V'heini v'hikrid v'hakrova hi hagosha. Hakrova over here means bringing it close to the mizbeach. Di'ef shalomar ha-hakrova hi haktoras ha-kometz. You can't say that the hakrova means burning the kometz on the mizbeach. That's usually called the offering. Only after that did he take the kometz and put it on the mizbeah. So what is this vehikriv? It's before the kometz was taken. So it must be to take the mincha and put it next to the mizbeah, bring it close. Mahi hagosha, what is hagosha? Magish es hamincha magia bekerem arovis dromis. You put it on the southwest corner of the mizbeah, shel mizbeah, keneged chuda shel keren, on the corner, the angle of the mizbeach, the achraka, and then after you do that, then you take the kometz, the handful of flour from the or dough from the mincha. Umikroa yolef maseches sota uve menachas. And the Gemara learns out this halacha of hagosha in sota and menachas. L'kmitzu l'aktora v'aktoris kometz ka'omar shehi b'mincha keneged zrikas dam. By a mincha, the taking of the kometz is like sprinkling the blood. It's like zrikas dam. The haktoras ha-kometz. Putting the kometz on the mizbeach is like putting the blood on the mizbeach of an animal. Bizvach. The enok sheira ele biyom. And the taking of the kometz is like the shechita. So, and it's only kosher biyom. Just like the shechita and the zrika are only kosher biyom, its counterpart by a mincha is also only kosher biyom. Aval hektor chalovim veivorim tenam nasnisen ksherim kol ha-layla. But hektor chalovim veivorim are kosher all night. Rashi argues on this. This is Rashi. The Rambam argues on this. We had in Brochus that everything the Chachamim said is kosher all night, except the Rabbanan made a siyog that you should do it till Chatzos, so you shouldn't. There in the Mishnah, it doesn't mention Hector Chalov and Zevorin, that they made the siyog till Chatzos, since it's in the Beis HaMikdash and it's with Kohanim. Rashi holds that they didn't make a gzera, and you could do it all night. You don't have to finish by Chatzos. But the Rambam learns that the same gzeira that they made for all things that are kosher all night, you should do them by chatzos, they made by Hector Chalov and Veivarim. But Rashi holds differently. B'yom tzavoso, v'hakriv is korbaneim. The day that the Ravon Shem commanded them to bring their korbanos. The chol hani hakrovas hakorbanin. All these things are part of the hakrovas hakorban. They're part of the avoda. The ilu haktoris kometz hakrovahi. Right? The burning the kometz is part of the hakrova. The kmitza is kishla haktora. Taking the kmitza is the same thing. It's compared to haktora. The siva komats vehiktir. Malikasov, malikoso vazayoso ka'achas, vazayoso hi akravoso. Right? The hakrova of an oath is to sprinkle its blood on the mizbeach. And the malika and the hazoya go together, just like the shchita and the zrika go together. Kabbalah's dam hakrova korilei. Receiving the blood of an animal is also called hakrova. The Omar Mar, the Hikrivu Zukabalo Saddam. The Hikrivu B'nei Aaron is from the time of Kabbalah Saddam and onward, that's when you have to have a Kohen. Shechita is kosher, afilu not with a Kohen. So the Hikrivu is going on Kabbalah Saddam.
Inami lahakriv kol tzorchei hakrova. Lahakriv doesn't necessarily mean the actual hakrova, but everything that's needed to make the hakrova, right? Even the things that are preparatory to the hakrova go into that cloud. Kmitza, malika, kabola, kulam tzorchei hakrova hei. The efshar below hei. You can't make a carbon without those things. Aval hagosha utnufa ena ma'akvin. But hagosha and tnufa are not ma'akev, therefore we can't learn that from this pasuk b'yom tzavoso. We have to have a separate pasuk for hagosha and hakrova. They have to be in the daytime. Mishpat v'yom, t'chsiv, v'hoya b'yom hanchilo esbonov, o'roa kol ha'parsha kula lios din. Right, that parsha is talking about all of the judgments that have to do with Yerushas. And it says over there, b'yom has to be in the daytime. Sechus Sanhedrin, Pirgecha Dini Momenos. That's what we learn, that all din has to be in the daytime. Even though the Tchilas Adin has to be in the daytime, for certain things the Gemar Din can be at night, but the Iker Din, the Iker back and forth of the Din, not just the verdict, has to be done during the daytime.